What's up, you dick-worshipping vaginal vectors? Welcome to Gruntspeak, not so live.
Live from the lair! Not so live.
Not so live, but it is what it is. I'm Toxic Male, that's the Rotund Revenger, and we got some shit for you today.
All right,
on now, Toxic Tuesday, and this is pretty damn toxic.
Now, hang on. All right. We've already had a situation, or let's say a shit-uation, that has closed down the world for over 2 years, almost 3 years, caused all kinds of mayhem. Is right now the after effects are destroying the economies across the entire earth.
No.
Over somebody who tampered with the common cold and it got out and caused all kinds of mayhem. And that falls right back to what I've always said when people get fucked up. Were you fucking with it?
Were you fucking with it?
We're fucking with something that can literally, if it goes off the chain, kill a majority of the population on the fucking earth. Mm-hmm. Now just imagine, we've been trying to cure the common cold for over a century. We've had no luck. The mRNA poke and smoke does not protect you. It might save you from some of the more deadly side effects, but in reality, it turns you into a super spreader.
Yep.
Now, just imagine another coronavirus with a much higher lethality floating around out there.
Because we got lucky this last time.
Yes, we did.
Because we know that it was cooked up in the Wuhan lab. Mm-hmm. We know that this was signed off on by Fauci, Biden, and Obama.
Yep.
It looks like it got released before it was perfected. We know what the goal was.
Yes.
Because we've got demographic time bombs ticking all over the world because we have convinced women, well, not we, leftoids have convinced women that having a man in the house is somehow toxic and it's patriarchy and blah, 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 and you should focus on your career first because somebody will totally want to knock you up with your first child at 40.
Of course.
But it's guaranteed to be down with the syndrome.
Yeah.
And this has been going on now for almost 100 years. So now we have more and more people aging out of the working class, and we don't have enough people to replace them, hence the border crisis. They want to import a new slave class. But that can only work so many places in so many different ways.
Especially when they're uneducated. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yep.
Listen, that's a big problem.
It's a very big problem. But you know what's an even bigger problem? You're going to keep fucking with it?
Yeah, we are.
There it is. Boston University researchers have created a mutant COVID strain with an 80% kill rate in mice. Because obviously we learned nothing from the scamdemic.
Yeah, listen, everyone out there should be calling their senators and congressmen and demanding that the gain of function be stopped.
Yep.
Because they're telling you, oh, well, we want to make it deadly just in case it gets deadly in the wild and maybe we'll have a way to save people's lives. That is such a bunch of horse shit.
We know what this is.
You're
really
being lied to, and your tax dollars are funding biological fucking weapons.
If you learn nothing in the past 2.5 years, you should know that your government is willing to kill you. They are unwilling to accept responsibility for it. They will enlist the help of big corporations in order to assist them in killing you, and they will grant them legal immunity for doing it. And in order to keep you afraid, they will purposely pad the numbers of the people who are dying with the virus and claiming they're dying from the virus. Why?
Money. Well, hang on. We think it's money. It could be something way more nefarious.
It could be. Right now, though, it looks like the primary motivation here is profit. When you look at Pfizer, the World Economic Forum, and all their bullshit, it seems to be the primary thing. You know, they want you to live in the pods, eat the bugs, and they want you to not have gas-powered anything because they want all that stuff.
And you know where that's happening right now? North Korea.
Yep.
It started also in China.
And the Netherlands just announced that they're going to be providing kids in school with mealworms as a meat substitute in order to be on the World Economic Forum's 2030 program.
Yeah. That, I mean, come on, man. This is such horseshit.
Oh, and it just gets worse and worse now, doesn't it? Mm. And look at this. Disclosed TV, U.S. researchers at Boston University have developed a new lethal COVID mutant strain in a laboratory, echoing the type of experiments many fear started the pandemic. Not to mention a whole bunch of other, you know, Mengele and Tuskegee bullshit. You know, not like we were the, I mean, we were the guinea pigs for the COVID virus itself, and now we're the guinea pigs for the poke and smoke, too.
Now,
yay,
listen.
Yay, government cares about you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Listen, that whole poke and smoke thing is getting out of hand. And I've been watching some guys on YouTube, and they're tracking the death rates. Yeah. And the death rates we're having are way above the average or the five-year moving average.
Yep.
So what's killing all those people? Hmm.
Sudden adult death syndrome. It's so sad. We've never heard of it before, but it's totally always been there.
Listen, if that new virus that they're saying they made gets out, it's going to be a chainsaw of the Darwin Award.
Oh,
it's going to burn through so many goddamn people. It's unbelievable.
Wow. U.S. researchers developed a new lethal COVID strain in a laboratory, echoing the type of experiments many fear started the pandemic. No, they did. We know that for a fact now.
They did.
The mutant variant, which is a hybrid of Omicron and the original Wuhan virus, killed 80% of mice infected with it at Boston U. When a similar group of rodents were exposed to the standard Omicron strain, they all survived and only experienced mild symptoms. The scientists also infected human cells with the hybrid variant and found it was 5 times more infectious than Omicron. This suggests that the man-made virus might be the most contagious form yet. It will no doubt surprise many Americans that such experiments continue to go on in the U.S. despite concerns similar studies may have led to the global COVID outbreak. Not to mention the fact gain-of-function research is fucking illegal in the United States of America.
Yeah,
that's why the fucking Wuhan virus was created in China in the first place.
That's right. And we need to work on our oversight, where our tax dollars are going. It's absolutely reprehensible that we have tax dollars going to China to help with research.
Yeah.
That needs to fucking stop ASAP. What a bunch
Seriously,
of bullshit.
Why is this being peer reviewed? Why are these scientists not being cuffed and stuffed?
I have no
idea. They're breaking the law.
Yeah, they are.
This should not be allowed to take place anywhere, let alone on U.S. soil.
Well, I know, I believe NATO countries
signed
treaties that they would not produce bioweapons. And the United States...
What do you call this?
Still doesn't.
Yep. Bunch of fucking shit.
No, like, I'm serious. Like, I guarded an ammo supply point for about a week and a half, when I was just a young E2 private, straight leg grunt infantry. Right?
Yep.
And some of those bunkers that we guarded had nuclear... Not nuclear, but chemical and biological weapon shells.
Shocker.
Okay, I don't know if there's any nuclear warheads at all. I didn't. But I talked to some of the guys that handle that stuff because they're destroying it, and they were civilian contractors. And literally, I remember walking up, the guy's wearing his whole fucking NBC gear, and I don't have my gear on, and I'm trying to talk to him. He's looking at me like I fucking have a dick in my mouth. And he's like, you need to get the fuck away from this, man. I don't know if this shit leaked. I'm like, oh, great.
That's great.
Oh, fuck. And
your face starts melting off like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I got fucking a negative counseling statement, got yelled at. But what are they going to do? You're just a young, stupid private. You don't know any better.
Yeah, well, when you're a young, stupid private, you're usually doing a lot of thinking with your private.
Yes,
so
you
I
are.
Guess it all
you
works
are.
Out.
But there was pallets and pallets of this shit back there.
Yeah.
Some of it was biological, so I was told.
Allegedly.
Yeah. But I know what the shit looks like. I know the markings of you know what they put on the bunkers that hold that stuff. All of the markings were there. Not nuclear, biological and chemical.
Yeah.
So.
But it all boils down to that one question, right? Every time you hear about something like this happening or another virus gets loose or some mutant variant, where are you fucking with it? Daily Mail ends their account of this particular travesty with this one. Have we learned nothing? 40 new biochemical labs that handle dangerous viruses are being built around the world. Yes, because it worked so great the first time. Well, if you're a member of the World Economic Forum, I guess it did.
Yeah.
Because this is what you want. You want fewer people and more resources for yourself.
Listen,
people are evil.
I would have no problem if they would just study the stuff that we have now and try to find cures for that.
Yeah.
They're wasting their time building shit that doesn't exist strictly to cure it or turn it into a weapon. Because that's what they're doing. They're making weapons, telling you they're working on something to help you cure future fucking illness.
Mm-hmm.
It is a fucking crazy train run in clown world going off the track at slow motion over a cliff.
Yep.
Holy shit.
But they're not going to stop there.
No, they're not.
I'm not sure if you guys saw this one. This was 2 weeks ago. Scientists are using mosquitoes to administer vaccines to test subjects. I can't imagine any way that this could possibly be used to violate persons' individual rights, their medical liberties.
Not like
they give a fuck about that anyway. We've learned that very solidly in the last 2.5 years.
But for them to do this, they're going to have to genetically modify this animal.
Yep. And you know what that means.
And we have no idea what those modifications will do once those things are introduced into the wild.
Yep.
We don't have a fucking clue. And listen, we have tried invasive species released to, control natural shit, natural processes in the nature. And it has gone off the goddamn rail.
Yeah. Humans have a natural tendency to completely buttfuck entire ecosystems back to the Stone Age trying to help.
Like, in some of our Great Lakes, we have the white carp problem.
Yeah.
They're destroying all the local habitat and fish.
Yep. And those were introduced into the ecosystem to try to balance out some inequities, and here you go.
Or the lamprey eel, which was released accidentally.
Allegedly.
From water ballast tanks. That's killing fish left and right.
Yeah.
It shouldn't fucking be there.
Oh, shit. You remember in 2020 when everything was going awry and everybody started freaking the fuck out about murder hornets?
Yeah.
We got those over here from Asia. I don't think those lasted very long because I don't think they can survive in this climate.
Well, they
can't. Not really hearing about them anymore is all I'm saying.
Well, they're out there. But I know those things are ruthless. I had a Marine I turned into an infantry guy. And he was in Japan, fucking around on leave, riding his motorcycle, stopped, murder hornet landed on his glove, stung him through the glove. The stinger was so long, it pierced both sides of the flesh between the bone.
Holy shit.
Between his index finger and his, banging finger. And he literally said he had to get off the motorcycle and sit on the side of the road until an ambulance came.
Wow.
Because his hand swelled up to the size of a basketball. It was all
That's
kinds
fucked.
Of fucked up.
Wow. Yeah.
But what could go wrong?
What could
We're
go wrong?
Fuck with,
let's genetically engineer mosquitoes. And then once those engineered components become ingrained within their DNA, this is a creature that has killed billions of humans and has changed our very DNA.
I.e. sickle cell anemia.
Yeah, let's just start fucking with them to force people to accept Pfizer's, hot soup of the day.
Yeah.
Basically. The one that totally doesn't cause 12-year-old kids to fall dead of heart attacks.
Yeah. It's not like we haven't seen whole montages of that.
Yeah. And then what was it? There was a bodybuilder recently who last year, before he got poking smoked, and he's been boosted several times since then.
Six times.
Well, I'm gonna get it because I believe in my research that it's safe. And if I die, you're right. But if I die, then you have to admit that you're wrong. Well, somebody took a dirt dart, and it wasn't me.
That's right. He took, he had, six shots? He was a bodybuilder. And he was, what, 56 or something like that?
Yeah. Shit. Even the medical apparatus has finally started coming out and saying, look, if you keep getting vaxxed and boosted for the same single disease over and over and over again, sooner or later, you can actually make it to where your immune system can only respond to COVID, which leaves you, well, you have VADs at that point.
Yeah, yeah, it opens you up to for everything.
You're done. You might as well just go out and start, you know, monkeypox fucking a bunch of the gay dudes at their little orgy sessions, because that's about how safe you're being.
And they don't even know if that's even permanent.
Yeah.
If it is, because sometimes you can fuck your immune system up and it comes back in a year or two. But even that, like, say you fuck your immune system up three ways to Sunday, it's going to take 2 years to recover. What do you think's going on in your body in that 2 years?
Yeah.
Your body is always producing cancer cells, and the only reason you don't get sick with cancer is because your immune system is kicking its ass. Like, quite literally, your immune system's doing its deal, traveling around, bumps into a fucked up cell. Oh.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you got to die.
Can you imagine the increase in cancers and other fucking diseases?
We're going to see that. We are going to
see It's going to go off the chain. And these people will have all done it to themselves because they believed the fear, didn't actually look into any of it for themselves, and they were misled by an establishment that for some reason they actually seem to think cares about them because Orange Man bad.
Yeah. You want to talk about useful idiots.
Wow.
Wow.
Welcome to Soviet America. Population, everyone.
Yeah, listen, they're not going to be satisfied until they have their 500 million. They want to reduce the human population to 500 million or less.
Yep.
And how do you think that's going to happen? They need to kill a bunch of people quickly.
Yep.
And or sterilize a bunch of people quickly.
I wonder if that could be why they're trying to push queer theory on children. Could it be that they're trying to get the useful idiots to naturally weed themselves out of the gene pool?
Yeah. Well, you know, the weakest of the weak.
Yep.
Those typically are the wood for the, you know, the chainsaw.
They're the kindling for the fire that's going to burn this whole motherfucker down.
Pretty much. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I don't want to say I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I am a school-trained U.S. Army intel analyst, and I can see the dots and connect them. I know exactly what's happening in the background. They're cooking up something for us down the road, and if we don't get off our asses and stop it,
yeah,
it's going to fuck a lot of people over.
Yeah, now is not the time to be part of the silent majority.
Yeah.
The time for that has long since passed. It's time to act. How you choose to do that is up to you. I'm not condoning anything in specific.
Yep.
But the bottom line is you cannot afford to sit on your ass, watch Netflix and chill, and sit, you know, put your thumb up your ass and occasionally, you know, suck it on the other one and play and switch once in a while. You can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. They have made it clear that that is exactly what they want, because while you're asleep, they're working.
Now, what is 80% of 7 billion?
80% of 7 billion. Well, that's quite a lot. I'm going to do the math because you're asking me math questions.
Yep. I think that's what 1.4 billion is all that would be left.
Something like that.
Here, 80%. I mean, think about it. 80% of over 7 billion people, if they catch this virus and it is capable of infecting humans.
Yeah. 80% of 7 billion is 5.6 billion. So that's 1.4 billion left.
And then they only have to do what, one more time with something with a 50% death rate, and they're at their 500 million mark.
But I'm going to tell you this right now. All the shit that these cocksucking faggots in the World Economic Forum, the entire lifestyle that they have become accustomed to, depends on those 5.6 billion plus they want to kill.
Yep.
They think that they're going to be able to automate everything and then just sit back and live in it and let the resources flow in. No.
No, it's going to be a clusterfuck.
Yeah, and sooner or later, the big problem is going to become not just the wealth, but also genetics. We've seen what happened to the royal family. They're a bunch of inbreeding fucktards, and now you get inbreeding families in this country making TikTok videos, and they think they're famous and stuff. And we're going down a bad road, man.
We're already down the bad road.
It's a really bad road.
We've already turned the corner. Went down the road a piece for a good jaunt.
So just do yourself a favor and start speaking up. Do not sit back when people are telling lies and not tell the truth. And if you have to, send them a Pringles can full of shit.
Absolutely.
From what I understand, it gets the point across quite well.
Well, don't use human because they can DNA test it. Get dog crap.
Get dog crap, yeah.
The park or something.
If you live out in the sticks, you can always, wander around in the woods and find some deer shit or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or bear shit if you really want to be a vindictive bastard.
Yeah. Oily, greasy, nasty shit, that is.
Yeah, just enjoy that. Or maybe one of those people who's into that. Don't know, don't care, don't want to know.
Nope.
Need to bring some levity to this. But motherfucker, this is depressing as shit. It's scary.
Listen, this is scary stuff, and it's happening in the background, and nobody fucking is talking about it.
Yeah. And when you bring it to some people's attention, they don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would like to think that the world that they have built between the four walls that they live in is the world.
Yeah. If it's wrong and ridiculous, it's redonkulous and it's open game. And this is 100% redonkulous.
You're damn right. So sources are attached to this video, like always. Share them with the world. Don't be part of the silent majority anymore. And for God's sakes, pull your thumb out of your ass. It's bad form.
Yeah. Take it easy.
See you next time.